see a guy like Luka come in and get a first goal like you did the other night and just be a part of this whole thing tonight?
Yeah, well, he actually called me earlier today and he was like, I'm coming down. And I was like, oh my God, I was so happy for him, you know. He's been, you know, really good this year. So, yeah, when I saw him going down that wing, I knew he was going to pull it in and get a good shot off. And, you know, I'm just so happy for him.
You guys have contributed. You guys have come down from Cleveland, have contributed in such big ways. Mm-hmm. Reeves tonight, such a big way. What does that do for this push that's coming for you guys up back up there with the Monsters?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we're all going to go back, obviously, with a lot of confidence. Jed has been playing some unreal hockey the whole season, but especially, you know, tonight. You know, he showed that he's a very, very good goaltender. And in the playoffs, you know, you need a good goaltender to go far. So, and then as far as, you know, the players, I think everybody's going down with a lot of confidence. We're all really excited. So, you know, it's going to be a good time.
How would you characterize your 11 games up here?
You know, I think making most of the opportunities that I've been given, you know, the coaching staff has put me in multiple situations to, you know, give me chances. And, you know, I'm just really thankful for the opportunity. And obviously, I think that I took good advantage of it. And, you know, I showed them the type of player that I could be at this level.
What's the chatter like among the team when a guy scores his first goal and his first shot?
Well, you know, everybody's been, I think, in this room, everybody's experienced it. So, you know the excitement and the happiness and the thrill that comes with it. And, you know, it kind of just, well, I mean, for the older guys, it kind of just brings them back to when they were younger. And then, you know, for a guy like me, it literally happened last game. You know, I really know the emotions that he's living. So, you know, I think just a lot of excitement and joy for that person. And, you know, there's no one that deserves that one more than Dell. So I'm happy for him.
Does it go through your head? Like, I mean, I think there's only been 223 players in the entire history of the National Hockey League who scored a goal on their very first shot.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't even think of that. I mean, he's a sniper. You know, he has silky mitts. So you don't want to give him too much time. But, yeah, no, that's good for him. I mean, that's unreal. So that's good.
You said you couldn't feel your legs. He said he blacked out. What is it about that first goal?
I don't know. I think those two go together. You know, blacking out, not feeling your legs. But, yeah, I know, you know, the smile on his face. You know, his parents are also here. So, you know, it's cool that they got to experience that.
What's it – you guys have really had quite a season, as you were mentioning just a little bit ago. Mm-hmm. There's a young core here that hasn't really even made it here yet. What would it be like to really kind of make a deep run, maybe even win a championship?
Yeah, we're a really tight group. You know, we spend every day together. You know, we're all bought in. We're all invested in the same goal. So, you know, it makes it easy to bond. But, you know, off the ice also, I mean, we're a really close group and we'll do anything to win for each other. So at the end of the day, I think that's what it takes to win championships. And, you know, that's what we got down there. So just really excited to see what the playoffs have for us.
Good deal. Thanks, James.
Thank you, guys.